Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour four of the nation. We're 90 minutes. We're under 90 minutes now from Rangers Astros pregame show. It's a must win. I know we've said that a lot throughout the season. And, you know, this one is really for all the marbles. You need tonight and tomorrow to get back to one off the pace and then see what happened to the final three series of the season. I think I misspoke earlier. I thought we had day baseball tomorrow.
That's no, gonna we be did a, not. Yeah.
That's a Wednesday out in Argyle for us with the 6:30 pregame. The last weekly day game is next Thursday.
Next week, yeah.
Yeah, next Thursday. All right, here's the chief with an edition of the finest.
Boy, I am fired up. All right, 877-881-1053 through 2 weeks. What did you get right about these Cowboys as we went into the season and perhaps some things that we got wrong? We also have to do some reading on the Bears dysfunction as we get set for Caleb Williams and company. But first, boys and girls, he's back.
He's back.
Rich Dalrymple?
No. Not fix this S, Rich.
Oh, okay.
Good. This is even better.
Is it the bus man?
We've got Mr. John Gruden.
Oh, Grudes.
And his NYSE Players of the Week.
I was just wondering about this. I swear, not 5 hours ago, I searched for Gruden's grinders.
See, I didn't do my due diligence last week. It didn't come to me, and so I just assumed maybe he wasn't doing it anymore, because usually it's like bam, bam, yeah, bam, it's hitting. But I didn't see it. He did have a nicey week one. Maybe we can revisit later in the week just because why the hell not? But here he is, week two, back and better than ever, John Gruden. Woot. And his nicey players of the week.
You know, some people feel pressure and some people don't. I love guys that can come through under intense pressure. Kind of like the Falcons' new place kicker, John Parker Romo. This man doesn't even know his teammates. He's been on 7 different professional teams. They suit him up last night, and he goes 5 for 5, including a 54-yard bomb. They know him now. Guys like Jake Elliott, the kicker for the Philadelphia Eagles, world champion, clutch playoff performer. But I heard people questioning his accuracy and his range. Not anymore. How about yesterday, the 58-yarder at the end of the half and another 51-yarder to win it? You know, the Dallas Cowboys are a storied franchise. So many clutch performers. But how about their kicker, Brandon Aubrey? I mean, it's a dire situation yesterday. And he comes into the game and hits a 64-yarder to put it in overtime. And then he walks off with a 46-yard winner.
Hell yeah.
How about that?
Let's go, Brandon Aubrey.
Brandon Aubrey getting all the love. He was on the McAfee show.
Yeah, he was.
As well.
Feeling real nicey.
He's becoming a national product.
Play.
Courtesy of his dominance. And I actually saw, let me get the numbers exactly correct, but in terms from just going the distance on these kicks, the success rate on 60-plus yard field goals since 2023.
It's actually probably pretty high.
Brandon Aubrey... almost 72%.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Everyone else in the league, 33%.
Yeah. Star.
And even 33 seems high, but...
It does seem a little high.
Hey, credit to just where we're at with kickers now. I mean, yeah, one out of three times, it's 60-plus, and they're gonna punch it through. Yeah. But for our guy, Brandon Aubrey, 7 out of 10 times.
It's pretty impressive. You know, as impressive as Gruden's grinders, and I was a little bit worried that they'd go away because... he's probably busy. He's trying to work his way back in.
A copyright infringement on the music he was using, maybe?
You need a sponsor? I don't know.
He got a sponsor.
Okay, he's got a sponsor.
It out, but
okay.
Like the last 30 seconds of his nice eclipse are now brought to you by DraftKings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep the money flowing in there. Now, one request from Gruden. the old man gut is just unsightly at this point. Got to clean that up.
Everything goes to the gut for him. Like the face, the arms, like it's just everything just centers right there.
He used to be a much smaller guy.
I think it's the beer.
Yeah.
Isn't that a beer thing?
Maybe.
You mean to ask him?
Maybe Hooters wings.
How do you phrase the question?
Hooters wings.
What's going on, John, with that spare tire?
John, my colleagues think you're kind of fat. How you become fat?
Very on brand.
It's hard to be brand. It is. We're calling him the Girthquake here in DFW.
You're not going to make it back to the NFL being fat. I think Andy Reid got grandfathered in.
You know, it's funny, though. Every college job that's come open now,
yeah,
John's like odds-on favorite. Virginia Tech, UCLA.
Yeah,
like he's like 4-1, 5-1. Like he's the favorite to be the next coach at some of these places.
Yeah, he's probably going to get a gig.
College? Can you see it being like him and Belichick?
Maybe Florida.
Yeah, you can be heavier as a college coach. I don't mind it so much for some reason.
Yeah, if you got that guy at Kansas, I told you the story about my guy.
Yeah, Ralph Regan, Mangino,
Mark Mangino.
Oh, yeah, it's been some big guys.
Shower towel man.
Goodness gracious. I still haven't recovered from that particular.
That was a hell of a story.
How'd you have to be the equipment man that has to go in there and grab those towels?
You couldn't have paid me enough money. That would have been wild.
You're on scholarship? You doing it? For books? Room and books?
I got to get back into my 18-year-old way of thinking. Maybe.
Sure. You're going to get like free meals, room. All right. Would you do the Mangino towel thing if they give you free, you're on scholarship, free books, and free meals and free housing?
Now, to be fair, the Mangino towel thing means you are wiping his ass with a towel.
Yes.
No, right? No, you're picking up the towels that he
needs. Okay, he's disposing of the...
Yeah.
You're now keeper of the poo towel.
Yeah, you have to go in there and grab the poo towels out of the shower area.
I mean, for room and board?
For room and board?
For room and board.
I mean, inflation these days, that's got to be $80,000 of value. Absolutely, go pick up a towel today.
A pair of gloves and maybe I might have to go full Walter White.
I'm about to say, that's a hazmat suit.
No, man, you just only have to go in there with a hoodie, the shorts, and your Nikes on. Or they're an Adidas.
No gloves, no tongs?
I don't even get like a face mask.
I'll give you the gloves.
Yeah,
okay,
just wear a football helmet.
I'll give you the gloves. Because it's like Bucky and them wear gloves after the game when they're picking up
jerseys
and stuff.
Yeah, because you get a Jalen Carter loogie on your thumb. Nobody wants that. All right, 877-881-1053, Cowboys right and wrong, 972. What I got right, Shoddy is the real deal.
Mm.
Okay. Got wrong, the running game was going to struggle.
Yeah, probably listening to me.
That's certainly fair, particularly when it comes to just Javonte Williams in general. I think most people probably got that wrong.
Listening to me on that one.
I mean, that was pretty much everybody, I would say.
Do you think Blue can make this running game better? Even better?
I think he can help. Yeah, I think Williams and Blue would be a really nice 1-2 tandem. I'm really not feeling the Miles Sanders. Like, I'd rather Lipke kind of get carries that Sanders is getting. Sanders doesn't look like he can
ever
move.
Since they paid Lipke, he hadn't done anything, right?
No, I made that.
That's weird.
He had a missed block, too.
$3.5 million a year for chip blocking. What I got wrong is the running back situation. What I got right is the tackles are turnstile so far here. A lot of pressure's coming in.
Terrence Steele was pretty dang bad.
Both of them were bad. Yeah. Guyton and Steele were both pretty rough on against
across the,
but I
across
was
the
Giants,
board.
Their best part of their team
they got
is,
such dudes.
Is their D-line.
Yeah.
Lucky. I mean, Burns doesn't get enough credit for being an absolute savage.
No, like they're pretty talented.
Burns was freaking phenomenal the other day.
He was working it.
When he was dropping into coverage and then closing on Javonte Williams and absolutely punishing him into the sideline.
He's a freak athlete.
Oh, wow. Yeah, he
kinda
looked
like the guy they paid for, huh?
He looked the part for sure. Now, one of the things that I would say through 2 weeks I got wrong about, Dak Prescott's been absolutely dialed.
Oh, you wanted to get rid of him.
I sure did. And
I say that nicely. I didn't mean to.
Last year,
that was
proven right. Through 2 weeks this year, proven absolutely wrong. He's been outstanding. Here's Chase Daniel with the Dak scouting report.
I don't know if there is a quarterback in the NFL right now that is playing the position of quarterback better than Dak Prescott's playing.
Josh Allen?
The Cowboys aren't a good team. Team-wise, defense is struggling. But if you tell me that you're going to have Dak Prescott playing at the level he's playing and the way he's graded out and what I've seen on film through two games, right? Josh Allen, sure, whatever, James. Thanks for ruining my thunder. I don't think offensively anyone would have expected what the Dallas Cowboys have done through two games, because you go into Philly and almost win that game, right? And you look at just pure what Dak has put on tape this year. It's looked like 2 years ago where he was second in MVP voting. I'm not talking about the Cowboys as a team, but if you're just looking at pure quarterback play, man, the way Dak's playing right now has been excellent.
Here's one for you, Eric. Dak Prescott has thrown past the sticks on 80% of his pass attempts on third down, 16 of 20 this season. That's the second highest rate in the NFL. On those throws, he's totaled 11 completions for a league-high 178 yards and a touchdown. Last season, Prescott threw past the sticks on just 48% of his third down attempts, the fifth lowest rate in the NFL. Despite the infrequency attempting them, he's averaged 11.4 yards per attempt on throws post sticks, the second most in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's better.
No more curls and hooks and being short of the sticks and or run, you know, throw the ball short and run for it. It's like get past the sticks and throw the ball offense.
On the other side of your defensive back, running towards the end zone you're trying to score on. This is the best we've seen, Dak. I know it's a small sample size.
How about this one? Phenomenal. I'll throw this one at you too. He's almost perfect on play action. He's 16 of 18 for 9.3 yards per attempt on play action plays this year. Against the blitz, he's 16 of 24 for 8.3 yards. His in-breaking routes, he's 20 of 29 for almost 9 yards of completion.
Sounds like you need more play action.
Yeah, leading the team, leading the league in BTTs. He's got 9 big time throws. He's crushing it under pressure. They still need to get better with the yak stuff. They're still bottom in the league when it comes to yards after the catch. But Dak, according to Dane Brugler, I saw this. Dak leads the NFL with 24 completions of 10 or more yards. So they're being aggressive. It's really good stuff. Now I want to
get your clock management figured out. It'll be perfect.
Yeah. And I think Shoddy kind of took a little bit of ownership
Shoddy took the ownership on that.
Good for him. We'll see how much I can get through of this. We have part two of the House of Dysfunction when it comes to the Bears.
All right, so wrong. No, go.
We have.
Can I ask a question? No, I'm just kidding.
This is Tyler Dunn in his Substack, and he's talking about the process of drafting Caleb Williams, and this is just all an indictment on the general manager, Ryan Poles, who inexplicably got an extension this offseason.
Unreal.
He writes, the worst football moments of Drake May's collegiate football life were plastered on the screen for all to breathe in. This was no accident. Multiple people inside the 2024 draft meeting for the Bears say they knew exactly what Ryan Poles was up to. He's not sneaky, recalls one scout, and he thinks he is. The Bears general manager, it appeared, was implanting the worst possible first impression he could inside the minds of his personnel men. So you had Caleb Williams, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, right? Those were like the three headliners of that draft class. Mm-hmm. And Ryan Poles was just married to the idea of we're going with Caleb Williams here. So he says it wasn't pretty. Under constant duress, he completed less than half of his passes versus Clemson, ran for his life versus Miami. This is them watching Drake May, and he's basically trying to undersell him and just show all the lowlights of Drake May.
He's killing Drake May.
That's what he's doing here.
Man, do scouts not stand up?
So clicker in the hand at the center of the room, Poles repeatedly hit rewind on errant passes and didn't take long for those echoes of geez. It turned into outright laughter. Poles and his confidants were not interested in sparking a substantive conversation about the North Carolina quarterback. This draft meeting resembled a bully in the high school cafeteria seeking toadies. Any veneer of scouting objectivity was shed. May escaped free runners, threw at awkward angles, sailed in completions. At times, the spiral of his ball was off. Other times, the receiver broke in and the ball was thrown out. All funky plays were magnified and mocked to make it appear as if this is exactly who he'd become as a pro quarterback.
Wow.
The general manager, Poles, chimes in, quote, this tape makes my chest tight. All but a select few scouts broke out in laughter. One brave soul did speak up. Chris White, the team's assistant director of pro scouting that spring, called out Poles. Quote, we're dragging this kid through the mud, he said. North Carolina's receiving corps was hurting that final 2023 season. White asked his boss to show another game out of fairness, so he did. May started gunning NFL-level throws down the field, and White spoke up again. I like that there. Two narratives were now clashing. Poles didn't hit rewind on these plays. Inside the room, one scout recalls the mood turning tense. After negative plays, Poles would make wry comments like dirtball there, or you like that too? Laughter picked up. The team's area scout, Ryan Kavanaugh, flatly stated that he didn't believe May was a very good player, and Poles jumped in to reset the temperature of the room. I agree. Eventually, the GM set the clicker down, said, this guy makes my chest tight watching this. Case closed. May was stacked out of the first round for the Bears.
Jeez.
Not even a first-round player. They made fun of him, they said. They laughed.
Good for that pro guy standing up.
The GM laughed Drake May off the screen and cut the tape off. Then Jaden Daniels wasn't stacked much higher. The Heisman Trophy winner, who filleted defenses with horsepower the sport hadn't seen since Lamar Jackson, was never a serious contender for the number one pick. Not once, sources say in the room, did polls open up the floor to ask a simple question. Who's a better quarterback, Caleb Williams or Jaden Daniels? Jaden Daniels was clearly a better quarterback, says one scout. If he didn't want to go with Drake May, Jaden Daniels was clearly a better quarterback to anyone with an eye. And when it was time to discuss Williams, the tenor in the room changed drastically. His film was massaged in a manner to present the USC quarterback at his absolute best. Nobody dared to chuckle. The Bears didn't dissect his wretched performance against Notre Dame on tape, only discussing that 3-interception, 48-20 defeat through rose-colored glasses. No magnifying glass was panned over this quarterback's flaws. To those seeking a vibrant debate, these draft meetings were a farce. The quarterback draft process? I would not even call it a process, says one scout in the room. The Caleb Williams draft pick was the most embarrassing lack of a process, a fair, impartial process to scouting that I've ever seen in my life. There wasn't any type of actual comparison on a fair slate to which quarterback is actually better. They had it all lined up. It was a rigged trial.
It's everything you fear is true about the Cowboys is actually true about the Bears. I think, and maybe the Jets. Like, is that the two most miserable franchises? Like, at least with the Bengals, their only problem is they're cheap.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns obviously are synonymous with disgust. The Dolphins are the team that have the longest drought of a playoff win in the league right now. So there's a handful, but the Bears are certainly up there, especially when it comes to the quarterback play.
That's not a fireable offense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's a must-fire offense.
And he got an extension.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, thank you, Chief. Football's finest. Most afternoons, 5 o'clock here in the G-Bag Nation's Tolos. Now is your chance to win a one-of-a-kind experience. Your chance to attend the Ultimate Cowboys Fan Hang presented by our friends at Whataburger. You and a guest will watch the October 5th noon game in the Cowboys players meeting room at the Star. Not only will you sit where the players sit, you'll be joined by the Cowboys cheerleaders. A former player will be hanging with you as well. Lunch from Whataburger, some other goodies. Caller number 10. At 877-881-1053. You're going to be a winner with us here in the G-Bag Nation. We'll hit the expressway. Some pretty dang encouraging news for Rangers-Astros with the pregame just over an hour away, and we're back with that here on The Fan.
All right, let's chat Prize Picks, though, shall we? Oh, I'm looking at a Prize Picks play right now. Pitcher strikeouts, you can go more or less on 6 strikeouts for Shohei Ohtani. You want to go more or less on 5.5 tonight for Merrill Kelly? I think, yeah, no Yordan Alvarez in the lineup. Give me the more on Merrill Kelly, 5.5 punchouts. Plus, they got Paul Skenes here on more than 5.5 strikeouts. That's a little bit of a max discount play for you. You can also hit the look ahead at the NFL calendar for you in football. Patrick Mahomes, more than half a passing yard. That is the max discount available this week for your football Sunday on Prize Picks. They've also got every sport for you. Hockey, college football, college basketball. We've got basketball pro right around the corner. You go more or less on Saquon Barkley rushing touchdowns. The Josh Allen for Thursday night football. He's probably going to go off against the Dolphins. I'd take a look on some of his stat projections, and that's all you're going to do on Prize Picks. You just go more or less on 2-6 player stat projections, and if you get your picks right, you could cash in. And Tolo's for you. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code TOLO, that's T-O-L-O, to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code TOLO to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Must be present in certain states. Visit PrizePicks.com for details.
All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial-free to the top. G-Bag of the Day is coming up here in a few minutes. We'll do some LA Live, even though Lucius is sick. I think the travel, it'll catch up to you. You know, if the Vegas hotels and casinos don't, then the airplane can. And, you know, if not, it's in the air for sure out there. So hope everybody's feeling okay and staying healthy. Several stories from around the world of sports, and I'll get you some Cowboy stuff as well. Yordan Alvarez, pretty significant left ankle sprain that'll keep him out for a while, says Joe Espada. It's Rangers Astros tonight. That one's huge. Alvarez, an absolute Rangers killer, and he came back off the injured list a couple of weeks ago. He's absolutely been on fire, but you take him out of there, not only does that improve your chances of winning, but also it greatly hurts their chances of winning big in the postseason if you don't want to stomach that again.
They've got a difficult series after the Rangers, though, too. They got Seattle. I think they have to play some games with. So, yeah, that'll hurt them going forward.
I'm still holding out a little bit of hope for these Rangers, but these two are must-win. Pre-game's coming up in an hour. Congrats to Paige Beckers for winning WNBA Rookie of the Year. She's really cooking. She's got a lot of Luka or Brandon Roy to her game where she's going to cross you over and go around the back, and just when you think you've caught up, then she crosses over again and hits an 18-footer in your face. So congrats to her. It's exciting to have, and they didn't have a good season, so maybe they'll get another good player. Can't wait to watch the women's tournament here and go shopping for future Dallas Wings. Also cleans up half decent, which surprised me there in the little video that she put out. So congrats to Paige for everything. And the Vikings have put Aaron Jones Sr. on injured reserve due to his hammy. He's now out a minimum of 4 weeks for Minnesota, so they're going to be without their quarterback and one of their running backs for a while. They still do have a Jordan Mason there in Minnesota, and they'll probably be back before the Cowboys play him later in the season. Okay, let's go to a computer cowboy Ben Baldwin. First down and touchdown percentage. How often does your offense take a fresh set of downs and either make a first down or score? Where would you think the Cowboys are on this? Have you seen it already?
No.
Yeah, I think they're pretty good.
They are sitting at sixth, which I think you got to be ecstatic with, considering you know where we were coming in. On the other side, though, on defense, how bad is it?
Real bad.
31st, bro.
Really second to last bad.
They're giving up a turnover, or they're getting a turnover or forcing a punt on 15% of their possessions.
Yeah, 65% of the time the opposition is getting a first down. 13% of the time there is a touchdown that is absolutely not sustainable. What'd you think about what I said earlier? You know, this team moved on from Mike Nolan in 2020. It started. The defense was bad. There were clear things they should have fixed. If Eberflus goes out there with a similar game plan that gets absolutely fried by Caleb Williams, and they have the receivers to do it, they have a rebuilt offensive line, I think we'll be hearing about it. This is so bad. And it's too much of an embarrassment, you know, to lose Micah Parsons. I think there's a fall guy element to it as well.
There could be a fall guy element. If it's the same game plan, I think we will all be frustrated. I will say this time last year, we were also looking at a defense that we thought was historically awful with Mike Zimmer. They got just destroyed by Baltimore. The New Orleans thing happened, which was disgusting. And Micah was on the field for all of that, I will say. So the second half of the season told a different story. Defense got a lot better. So I'll give them some grace on new DC. You didn't have Deron Bland. You're getting Clowney. Can that help? But you definitely need to have this thing at least looking like it could be in a positive direction, I'd say, by your bye week.
Yeah. I mean, teams play with injuries. Teams have options. And look, these defensive backs are not good. But to get torched like that and to have it appear to be schematic, you know, and then to listen to Jerry Jones this morning, I don't know if they're thinking it's a schematic adjustment. He said we just got to have our guys know their roles a little bit better and not play hero ball.
The buy-in.
Yeah, we go to John Owning. Through 2 weeks, the Cowboys have the seventh lowest blitz rate, but the eighth best pressure rate and fourth highest pass rush production ratio when blitzing. And to make sense out of that, Owning says, I'm no DC, but that tells me Eberflus needs to put on his gambling shorts and blitz more often. I thought that's what we learned in the Eagles game. Like, that game turned when you started sending extra guys, and obviously that can backfire on you, but I haven't seen any reason to believe coming off that, so let's flip that stat.
Yeah, I'm guessing that he was confident that maybe the pass rush would look considerably better versus the Giants offensive line compared to the Eagles, but But that's also just the general Eberflus MO. Like, he's never been really a blitz heavy guy. He's gonna have to change tune on that.
Kevontae Turpin got a positive injury update after his neck scare. Jadeveon Clowney saying he expects to make his Cowboys debut Sunday, and Jerry talked about that this morning, saying he's kept himself in incredible shape. So Clowney is going to be immediate reinforcements. Yeah, week three NFL power rankings. Let's go to ESPN. Where would you put the Cowboys right now, guys?
I don't know, right around 16.
Yeah, middle of the road somewhere.
Yeah, I think 15, 16.
Do they seem like they're maybe one of the best six or seven NFC teams? Do they feel like a wild card team to you right now?
Man, they did. Even after week one, I kind of felt like, man, this thing might be a little bit different. And then all of a sudden, the offense, if the offense could keep playing at this level, and we talk about the defense a bunch, they're going to probably be in a lot of games. I do feel like that the NFC East is really up for grabs.
I guess if the defense is really this bad, I didn't think the defense was going to be this bad.
If they improve like Wolchuk says, then if they make some improvements, this offense is good enough to put a hurt on a lot of people. You know, they score the points the way they have. And then maybe you get Turpin back. You get a kicker that makes field goals at midfield. If you get Turpin back as a punt returner, maybe you get some more points that way. You know, I mean, I think that hurt them the other day in that game without him being out there with, Tolbert having it
Tolbert and Sanders
field position. Yeah.
What
so
are you doing?
I think offensively, there's a lot to be excited about. Defensively, though, it's going to be about the pressure, and it's going to be about, can Flus say, okay, if I'm going to play zone and cover two, can we at least get some collisions at the line of scrimmage? Can we at least try and throw some timing off? Can we at least play some, press coverage and funnel guys too? But you've got to figure out, you just can't. I think you need to play Thomas. It's, if you're going to play too high and you're going to play single high, put Thomas at safety and then bring Wilson in off the bench if you want to blitz him, or, you feel like maybe some run defense stuff. But I just don't think you could play too deep with him back there like that.
ESPN put the Cowboys at 19. That's where they stayed for a second week in a row. I think a lot of people had that same reaction after beating the Giants. It's just not upgradable considering how bad the defense was. NFL.com put the Cowboys at 21, right between the Bears and the Steelers, who had a dumpster fire of a game against Seattle. The calls for Mike Tomlin's job getting louder in Pittsburgh, although they'll ultimately fall on deaf ears there with the Rooney family. Todd Archer also has Kennard McGuire, Jadeveon Clowney's agent, quote, playing for the Cowboys was the priority day one upon his release for the Panthers. He had other opportunities that he just wasn't moved by. Besides, I wanted him to get Jerry's explanation of the glory hole as opposed to mine. So he must have caught wind of Sean and RJ this morning getting the official oil term glory hole explanation there. And no doubt he hit a big one there in the Gambler show on Netflix that allowed him to buy this team that maybe the most unfortunate glory hole in Cowboys fans history, if you ask him now. I mean, it was looking pretty good about there in 95.
Oh, looks great.
Okay, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup, where Jacob Ray, in for Lucius Alexander, has your G-Bag of the Day.
All right, gentlemen, G-Bag of the Day time. We do it here every day at 5:30. Let's get rocking and rolling. Let's get started with the champ. This is Teddy Atlas and his reaction to the Crawford versus Canelo fight.
It's funny how, if Patrick Mahomes is the best and Jalen Hurts just keep beating the best, what the f*** that made Jalen? Huh? Yeah, he thought they was going to get y'all dumb asses out of here.
It's like a gator got you.
Oh, no.
All right, this is a different clip. I'll tell you in a second.
No. Get y'all dumb asses out of here. Cam, you ain't got one of these. Wrong with y'all. Look, they trying to cheat. We got a fumble. No fumble, y'all stupid asses to the locker room.
All right, never mind. That was Gilly reacting to the Eagles win. Yeah. Clicking on the wrong file there.
Oh, Gilly.
That's championship worthy.
Screw yeah, that guy.
That was the last clip I was going to play. All right, let's actually play the champ here. Here's Teddy Atlas reacting to the Crawford and Canelo fight.
Bud Crawford came into Las Vegas, went up two weight classes to challenge Canelo Alvarez for the undisputed super middleweight championship, and he won it running away, Teddy. How impressed were you by his performance tonight?
Are you kidding me? A beautiful display. That's the sweet science. That's what it is. That's what we talk about when we talk about the sweet science. all night long. Crawford made Canelo a day late, a dollar short. All night. Talking about the bigger man, the advantage of the bigger guy. How about the faster guy? How about the smarter guy? How about the quicker guy? How about the guy not only won on the outside, but even beat him at his own game on the inside? Please, Timmy, I don't want to say no more.
Look, you can't stop God's plan. I told everybody at home that would listen. Anybody that was out there, I said, I told you. I've been in the ring with Bud Crawford. He's a phenomenal fighter. He was something different years ago. He's a lot better fighter now. What a damn performance he put on tonight. What a clinic. He beat Canelo in every avenue. Inside, we was talking about strength. He was stronger than Canelo. We talking about power. He took his power well. Canelo was very timid when he was approaching Crawford.
Damn right he was timid. Because every time he meant to get in, I mean, at the worst, like, the best thing I could do is not throw. Put my hands in my pocket.
Damn right it was timid. Man. Sometimes the accent's so thick, you have to actively listen to every word or you'll miss what he's saying. I'm surprised he's still on TV, to be honest with you. That's way worse than Lou Holtz or anything else.
I just, I love when their voice starts to peter out on them. You know, like they run out of air. It's like Mad Dog Russo when he gets to ranting.
But there's nothing like the environment after a fight. Like, people are so fired up. You're walking out of those casinos or arenas, and people are getting in fights. They're yelling at each other. They're hooting and hollering. It's different than any sport covering it.
It is nuts.
Who's challenging, Jake?
I'm sure you guys saw this. You saw Josh Allen running off the field with blood running out of his schnoz. Here's Tony Romo reacting to Josh Allen's bloody nose.
Oh, Josh is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Something's wrong. This is not okay. He would never do this.
Never.
Something's wrong, Jim. Wow.
You never see that. Mitchell Trubisky has come in. Is it a shoulder here?
I think he got punched in the nose.
Something's wrong, Jim.
Jim! Does Tony ever get an injury right? Was he the one that was saying that Dak had a cramp?
Just a cramp, guys.
Yeah, that was a cramp.
It seems like that Tony is really not very good at looking into the monitor and kind of figuring these things out.
Get this guy.
He's just mailing
juice.
It in. Once he found out, hey, I'm Tony Romo. I sound pretty cool. I don't have to work very hard. I think his career's really hit its stride. But it's also could be much more. To your point, I think Josh Allen did that. Was that the helmet coming down?
Probably down in the bridge of the nose.
He did get hit in the nose.
Mm. He got hit with a hand.
Yeah, through the face mask. And then that must have been the play that Mitchell Trubisky was able to put up his stat yesterday, Brian. Yeah. He was like the highest, whatever it was.
Yeah, one of three.
And then Josh Allen came right back out.
Yards per attempt.
Yeah.
The chop. The chop came in with the thumb. That's like a martial arts move. I think I'd try to perfect that if I was a pass rusher. Going to be breaking some noses and piling up sacks there.
Secret weapon.
But I guess he's going to wear a visor now to protect his nose.
Oh.
He's going to look badass.
He is.
He's putting up a 50 spot on the Dolphins on Thursday night.
He's going to be ugly, dude.
All right, next, this one comes from last night's Monday Night Football doubleheader, actually the second game. This is Chris Fowler's game. He came back from a break, and he was trying to do a promo for WWE, and apparently he doesn't know who John Cena is.
Their first ESPN Premium live event, WWE Wrestlepalooza from Indianapolis. John Cena against Brock Lesnar in the main event. Lewis, your thoughts on Cena versus Lesnar? You're going to break that down for us?
Well, I'll tell you what. Brock Lesnar, he doesn't look human. As big as that man is,
he looks like Scott Matlock.
He looks like some of the dudes, that we saw down the field in the pregame. I was like, is that Brock Lesnar out there in jersey 44?
Man, he sounds a little sickly there too.
Cena, who? Chris Fowler?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he had a hell of a weekend.
Yeah. A little stuffy. Yeah, nobody else in that booth seemed like they knew who he was either. It's not like they corrected him. Like, well, it's John Cena. They just went right into Brock Lesnar.
To be fair to Chris Fowler, I mean, it's not like you've ever been able to see the guy before.
No, you can't see me.
Totally acceptable, I think. No disrespect to wrestling or wrestling fans, but if you don't know who they are, I mean, I don't think you lose any sports credibility for it. It's TV entertainment, like any other show.
It just really shows how much of a football guy Fowler is.
For sure.
He knows tennis.
Locked in.
Oh, tennis.
He's a tennis guy. Really good at it.
Tennis has tough names.
Yeah. Very he does. Tough. A lot of tough names.
A lot of Senas.
All right, what do you say, Jake? Is it time to vote?
I got one more if you want it.
Okay, yeah, one more.
All right, so I found out today that I was in your guys' show at about 10 a.m., and the first thing I did was texted Lucius, and I was like, hey, bro, you got any audio for me? And he had this Deshaun Foster clip ready since he got fired the other day.
Hell yes. Sir, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. Glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC.
Okay.
I'm just basically excited, really. That's it.
Clearly.
Just
excited. That's when you knew it probably wasn't going to work out, Coach.
Writing was on the wall.
Man, excited, that's legendary.
Excited they're going to give me $7 million to walk away.
It's us and USC.
Whew, oldie but a goodie. That one from a couple of years ago. I think that was a former G-Bag of the Day champion, wasn't it? When it was fresh. Is it Deshaun Foster retro clip? Is it Chris Fowler on John Cena? Tony Romo reacting to Josh Allen's bloody nose? Or Teddy Atlas? Damn right he was timid. Okay, I'm gonna go with Fowler on Senna there, Chief. How about you?
give me the champ.
All righty, Jacob Ray.
I'm gonna go with my champ that I played first. I'm gonna go with Gilly reacting to the Eagles win.
Boo. Okay. I'll take Teddy Atlas.
Brian?
Teddy Atlas, please.
By a score of 3-1, and still your G-Bag of the Day champion. It's Teddy Atlas there commentating at the end of Crawford and Canelo. If you ever miss who the champ is, Lucius replays that for you at 2:25 every weekday, right before we get to Wolchuk's top 10 at 2:20. We're gonna be in Argyle tomorrow supporting some awesome Tolos from Argyle Fine Wine and Spirits. Come out for some fellowship, food trucks, live music, prizes. Wine, bourbon tastings. It's going to be all tomorrow starting at 2:00. Plus, all Tolo customers get a $25 gift card. All of you. See you tomorrow afternoon off 377. Salute. And I can't wait to see you out there in Argyle tomorrow starting at 2:00. It's time now for LA Live.
All right, you squares. Time is home. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe.
Make it dance some everything. Everybody get high. I got a DM today, y'all. I got a DM from a Dallas Cowboy player. Yeah, and it wasn't even Dak. All the years I can say it, my, you know what, the Dak, my, listen, that, it's not personal. But today it got personal from Trayvon Diggs, y'all. Oh, yeah, the starting cornerback. The star player of the Dallas Cowboys in my DM. Look at it. Check it out. Look what he said to me. The boy, he been threatening me, y'all. I thought the people from the other day were threatening me. Now all the Dallas Cowboys crying. Yeah, in my DM. Coolio from Gangsta Paradise looking at it. Glow in the dark. Gums looking at it. I run like I got weights on my ankle looking at it. I can't cover a bedspread looking at it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Call you hot Cheetos because you always getting flamed looking ass. Out of 140 quarterbacks in the NFL right now, Trayvon Diggs ranked 107. Hot garbage. Now, we got 15 more weeks in the NFL, y'all. Cowboy, we got 15 more weeks, and I'm on your ass like back pocket. Bam. I'm gonna buy you tickets to the game. Damn them tickets. You think I wanna come to see you, Otis? Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis, and you know.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Run like I got fluid in my knees looking at. I can't cover nobody looking at. Crybaby looking at. Cowboys, fans, listen up. If this man worried about me, we in a world of trouble. Jerry Jones, you traded the wrong man. You traded the wrong man. This is who you need to trade. He was just in the news crying to Jerry Jones.
Jerry, please sign Clowney.
Know why he's saying that? Because he can't cover no damn body.
There he is, Bubba Dub. Getting man, after
the
it.
The Coolio from Gangsta's Paradise lookalike is quite a bar.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, that was a nice production there from Bubba Dub. As apparently Trayvon Diggs didn't like some of the Bubba Dub comments on the internet, and so he slid into his DMs and
tried to beef a little bit. He's known to do that from time to time. He did it with Sean.
Oh, he did it with Sean?
Yeah.
Was that after the D's Nuts?
No, this was well before. I think this was a couple years ago.
Oh, pre-D's.
When we were talking about his tackling.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy is his tackles actually got shored up a little bit. Maybe
he tackled fine.
Sean called him out.
I can't cover anymore, so I better start to tackle here a little
bit.
I'm
a blue-collar corner now.
Yeah.
Better strap in here, get some tackles.
How about that?
Yeah, no, that's it's bad. It's never a good look for athletes. I think if you find yourself doing that once as an athlete, like you should at least be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, wow, that was messed up. I shouldn't do that because it looks weak. That's what it looks like.
Yeah, and you have to know a guy like Bubba Dub is going to take that and turn it into more content. Like, that's he's a comedian. Let him cook, you know?
Yeah.
It's
in one ear, out the other. You're the butt of jokes. I mean, sometimes social media does get overwhelming, and you're like, okay, I need to turn this thing off and not go back to social media for 2-3 days. Mm-hmm. Let this reset. You know, but I don't know. I think Trayvon, it's like impulse control. It's toxicity. He is... I guess the only player left, maybe Jaden Blue goes in this camp as well, that it's not with the culture of everybody else. And I guess if Trayvon Diggs comes back and plays incredible, I will still want him back. But we're trending to this is the last season of his Cowboys career.
We need him to play incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maximize that value.
Oh, you want to trade him? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I said
he's untradeable off-season. Right now with that contract. No, it's a cut and it's a prove it deal somewhere else.
I think there's much like all the whispers with Micah that ended up being real and he got moved and people wanted to be like, oh, you guys are making up media narratives. Wasn't a media narrative. Same thing with Diggs. I had heard they'd have moved on if he was healthy and they could have gotten something from him, but he wasn't. Yeah. So this is a big year for Trayvon Diggs and what happens with him as a Dallas Cowboy.
The medical guarantee language in contracts is such a mofo. But to Brian's point, talking about putting him in man, I want to see, because on those scores, it really looked like he was expecting the safety was going to take it. And if you're Pro Football Focus scoring it, Trayvon Diggs, I guess, got destroyed. But we really don't know if that was his fault.
Same thing with him and Elam. Like, there was one time Elam is just he is playing the flat. And he is not trailing. And ball goes right by him. And nobody's there. Wide open wide receiver. He's thinking he's got safety help. So there was a lot of busted coverages in that game, 100%. So it's always hard to tell whose fault was it. But it was a bad game for everybody in the secondary.
Absolutely.
And when you look at like the coverage breakdowns, it's not like they're doing some crazy exotic stuff that like takes a while for guys to figure out. It's pretty basic. Cover 2, cover 3, cover 4. Mm-hmm. And then just like a total... Just a dash of the cover 6 stuff that guys like Dick Fangio have mastered over the years.
You know what? And they played, I think they played cover 6. It's 2 and 4, played 2 on one side, 4 on the other, how you get your cover 6. But I think they played it 3 snaps in the game the other day and they only had 1 completion out of it.
Might need more of that.
Everything else, like the cover, the 2, the 3, and the 4 got roasted for them. And then they played the 6, and they made a couple plays out of it. So maybe that's something they used in overtime. And maybe that was their, oh geez, we gotta do something. And now Flew's threw some cover 6 at him.
I mean, I guess he's in a contract situation, so his motivation should be high. But I don't know if I would trust him if he was working for me. How close he was with Micah, and how much Micah is sort of embracing not being here anymore, and dancing to chance of bleep you, Jerry. I just, you know, I don't know. I think it'll be in the best interest of everybody if he moves on. But I mean, to Wolchuk's point, hopefully he plays so great that you could trade him in the offseason. Right now, he looks like a $7 or $8 million a year corner, though, and I don't think anybody anybody be trading for him unless he goes out there and balls out.
Shout out to Tolo Allen, who sent that our way, sliding in the DMs to Wolchuk and I there.
Thank you, Allen.
Pointing us in the right direction. Bubba Dub, absolutely on fire. Okay, now elsewhere here in LA Live, we got the we got word just randomly that Molly Karam is out at ESPN
on her
own accord.
On her own accord, yeah.
Yes.
And then wasn't on the show today. I guess it was effective immediate.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she just pulled the plug her tenure as the mediator on Stephen A. Smith's First Take program. She's been there for like 10 years. And so,
great gig for her.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, came over from NFL Network.
Everybody's trying to figure out like what the deal is, because it just was so sudden. So we will see. But the clip that's floated around, this is a throwback clip from when she was at NFL Network. Have you guys seen this before with Terrell Davis?
This is incredible.
She playing center,
looking for the snap.
Well, yeah, this is when they're on like NFL Total Access or whatever, and they got like the little mock field and they're trying to like demonstrate something with a real ball or whatever, and Molly Karam's there as the host. She's got Terrell Davis and a couple other dudes there on set with her, and they're trying to demonstrate a play, and Terrell Davis is getting a little bit risque. She's like wearing a dress and he's trying to get her to snap the ball to him as a center.
Okay.
That's what I want you to do when the ball snap. Come on, Molly, when I get
which do get out of here.
No. Shotgun, nigga.
Do
shotgun.
How about that? Let's
get it. Elected for the flag football hike.
Oh, my Lord. He was, shoot or shoot.
I mean, usually when you get a surprise like this and it's like an intermingled set, it's that, you know, somebody felt like I'm in a hostile work environment or I'm being harassed and I'm going to quit now to make the statement in court later that I just couldn't stomach the idea of working another day. So it kind of comes out all of a sudden and in a surprise. But that's where I'm thinking it's got to be going, because we're sitting here week two, week three. This is off-season business, and you don't leave a job like that unless, you know, you have a big reason to.
Yeah, and that's kind of what everybody is thinking about right now, like what is about to pop from this. Are we about to have like another Fox Sports situation pop up here, where there was some type of workplace harassment or whatever. But at this point, that's just total reckless speculation. But that clip that we just played right there, probably 12, 13, 14 years old. But man, can you imagine that happening on television now?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
That.
Yeah, that would have been, Terrell Davis would have been like immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, I probably shouldn't. This is reckless. Wouldn't they, some guys, him and Marshall Faulk and others, didn't they get?
Yeah, the NFL Network blowout about 5 years ago, right?
There
were several of them that were said, hey, we no longer need your services here, you know? So maybe they figure some of those things out.
Okay, question for you guys. What would you consider the most white trash sandwich? Because the headline reads, on the heels of the Charlie Sheen documentary on Netflix, which I've watched a few minutes of, but apparently Denise Richards revealed that she used to make Charlie Sheen and his hookers white trash sandwiches to help them come down after a bender.
That'd be bologna, Velveeta,
yeah,
mayonnaise.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah, just a bologna sandwich.
That's what I was thinking.
Bologna on white bread.
I was bologna felt like
with no condiments at all,
and not fried bologna. We're talking just straight out of the
Oscar Mayer.
So as the story goes,
I mean, assuming you're not going to put meth in the sandwich, that's the best I can come.
By the way, Oscar Mayer's Cotto salami is not bad. I'll say that.
She says when Charlie Sheen was working at Two and a Half Men, said they would randomly call me from the set all the time to go check on him because they couldn't find him. Like, can you just go over there and just check and make sure he's alive? We haven't seen him in 2 days. This is Charlie Sheen when he is the main character on what was an incredible show, by the way.
Yeah,
oh, it was a great show.
Men. Absolutely unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. He was just keyed out of his gourd the entire time.
I know.
I mean, that's kind of what his character was, so it worked. His character was just disheveled, hungover, party boy bachelor.
It's the ultimate,
and that's what he was living.
Ultimate thespian, Charlie
Tiger
Sheen.
Blood. He was channeling.
She says, she goes there. She's like, I show up. I'm banging on the door for forever. He finally answers it, and then she's making sandwiches. And his co-star, John Cryer from Two and a Half Men, was there. And she's like, I'm making sandwiches. And then you see two or three hookers come downstairs And I remember John asking me, are you making them sandwiches too? I'm like, well, yeah. What am I going to say? Sorry, because of what you do for a living, you don't get one of my white trash mayo, mustard, turkey, cheese, lettuce sandwiches. She's calling that a white trash sandwich.
That's a celebrity white trash sandwich. That's a phenomenal sandwich. That's a great sandwich.
Yeah. Sounded good to me, unless you're making it with just the most budget possible of ingredients.
Yeah.
You know, some of that turkey can get kind of rough.
I mean, sign me up for the, you know, the one we were talking about, too. I'll take a bologna sandwich. I'm not objecting.
Just bologna with no condiments on white bread is pretty, I think that's pretty white trash.
I don't know if I'd take that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the...
It's dry.
The bologna sandwich was the one that I was thinking about. Yeah. I was thinking just like some stale bread, probably using the booty bread with a random like expired piece of bologna and throwing it on there. But that sounds like a delightful sandwich that we would all love to eat.
But she's making like almost without even the... She had bacon on there. What, we'd almost have a club, right?
Yeah, it sounded like a pretty good standard to me.
I mean, toast the bread, throw in some bacon, you got a club.
Yeah. Maybe hold the lettuce.
Yeah.
And what an incredible woman, too. I mean, she married the craziest person maybe of all time, and then she's still making sure he has a nice meal in front of him.
That's his wife?
After a crack binge. Yeah,
that check,
ex-wife
that check
at the time.
Check was coming.
Okay, ex-wife at the time.
Ex-wife at the time.
So she wasn't allowing hookers inside her sort of sphere.
No. Kinda, at that point, they were divorced, and she knew Charlie's a wild animal.
Very interesting.
She's taking care of the ex.
Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Maybe Lucius will be back tomorrow. Not sure. Yeah, he is falling under the weather, and it could be a couple of days. Send him some love on social. Let him know that he is missed. We got baseball pregame coming up in just over a half hour. Well, Chuck, what's next?
Yeah, let's do a little TD Tuesday, shall we? The best calls from an epic weekend in college and NFL football. That's next in the Nation.
But Fort Worth, get ready because the all-new Alliance Hyundai is here, baby. Right off I-35 in Golden Triangle. And I was actually in the car business for a couple of years. And trust me, my buddy Ryan Watson, the owner, is doing things the right way. His passion for customers and top-notch service is absolutely unmatched. You will love your car buying experience at Alliance Hyundai. Right now, it's the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event at Alliance Hyundai. Every new Hyundai comes with America's best warranty. We're talking 10 years, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, plus owner insurance. Ask Ryan's team about the federal EV tax credit up to $7,500 on select models. But hurry, because it ends September 30th. They also have a great selection of the all-new, absolutely stunning 2026 Hyundai Palisades as well. And their state-of-the-art facility has Hyundai certified techs using advanced tools for everything from oil changes to major repairs. And if you need same-day service, they've got you covered with the quick turnaround. Relax in their comfy waiting area, free Wi-Fi, drinks, snacks, the whole nine. Visit AllianceHyundai.net. That's AllianceHyundai.net. And remember, at Alliance Hyundai, it's their mission to be your ally in the automotive business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.